couple of months ago, or a month and a half, people marched out of the north down to Selma. The incident which triggered them off was the killing of Reverend Reeb. Before Reverend Reeb was killed, a Negro was killed, Jimmy Jackson. His death and his killing didn't trigger anything off, except confusion as to how he was exactly killed. Now, we've watched that phenomena time and again in the South. Before the Summer Project last year, we watched five Negroes murdered in two counties in Mississippi with no reaction from the country, couldn't get the news out. Then we saw that when the three civil rights workers were killed and two of them were white, that the whole country reacted, went into motion. Now, there's a deep problem behind that. And I think that if you can begin to understand what that problem is, why you don't move when a Negro is killed the same way you move when a white person is killed, that maybe you can begin to understand this country in relation to Vietnam and the Third World, the Congo and Santo Domingo. I saw a picture in the AP release. It said, Marine captured communist rebel. Now, I looked at that picture, and what I saw was a little colored boy standing against a wire fence with a big, huge white Marine with a gun in his back. But what I knew was that the people in this country saw a communist rebel, and that we travel in different realities, and that the problem about Vietnam is how to change the reality of this country, which is isolated, how to switch that. And that's going to be a very deep, deep problem. Now, I think that there is one chance of doing that in terms of the psychology of this. And that is if you understand that you have part of the Third World in this country, and if you can get a mirror and look at it, and if you can learn to look at the South different. I mean, the South has got to be a looking glass, not a lightning rod. You can't go down there and get rid of all of the things which make you feel that you're good and not learn something from it. You've got to learn from the South if you're going to do anything about this country in relation to Vietnam. You've got to. You got to take the fact that the juries won't convict when people get killed to a civil rights workers and Negroes and plummet and find out what it means. Because it says something about a whole society which permits people to plan and execute murder. You can learn, when is it that a society gets together and plans and executes and allows its members to murder and then go free? The jury won't convict. And if you learn something about that, then maybe you learn something about this country and how it plans and executes murders elsewhere in the world.